very unfortunate there at the end. Our guys played hard, and I've said that all year. This football team has given me everything they have, and I know that. So this is just where we are. We're an 0-16 football team. I get it. I know about the parades and everything that's going to be said, but trust me, I don't think anybody know what the fight is in that room and how much these guys continued every week, and it is their job to go out and compete and fight. So, again, we didn't get it done. This is where we are. We got a lot of work to do. Excited about the future. You know, when this day is over, we'll turn the page on this and move forward. But today's today. So we've earned it. We've earned our record. The organization has, and we just got to move on from it. I have not talked to Corey yet. I will. What I will, put my arms around him and say, hey, got to make those plays. And he knows that. And it's tough. I mean, that's a tough situation to be in. Didn't make it. And there you go. That play will be remembered. Hell yeah. Yeah, there's emotion. Want to win. They deserve to win. What else?
How about it seemed like at times Kaiser almost tried to just strap the team on his back and try to get this thing done.
Uh-huh. No, he did some good things. But obviously, he missed some plays, too. He's still young. Still a young player that's trying his butt off. I mean, I don't fault none of our guys for their effort. You know, we just got to become a smarter team. Got to become smarter NFL football players. And again, I appreciate everything those guys have done. I mean, they've fought all year, but we just don't have enough right now. We'll get there.
Have you talked to Jimmy, and what was his message to you?
Have I talked to him? Jimmy's message to me hadn't changed. Not one bit. So I don't want anybody thinking just because we're on 16, I'm going to walk out the door. That's not going to happen. We're going to get this thing fixed. That's what John Dorsey's here for. That's what I'm here for. We're going to fix this. There's no question in my mind about that. Absolutely. I can't wait. I don't get to do that for a while, you know, but this part of this journey is over with, you know. The 2 years of this, it's been tough, but it's I think we're at the end of that rope. I think our players know it. I think the organization know it. I know our fans don't. And, again, I appreciate our fans being here at this game, doing everything they can to help our football team. But at the same time, we got to get back to them. We got to put a better product on the field. Yeah, I mean, that's what we've done. You know, that's kind of who we are. And I know it. And we fight against it. Our guys work against it. Those things just show up at times when we don't need them to. So that's who we've been. So we just got to get out of that.
You said to wait till the season ends to answer this question. So what have you learned about Deshaun Kaiser this year?
I still need to watch the tape. I'm not going to – I mean, when the season's over, at least let me get back and watch the tape. I'm sure I get to speak to all of you again tomorrow. So – well, I'll answer that then. But I know one thing about him today. He fought his tail off. This team could have said uncle after when it was 14-0. You know, they didn't. That's just not who we are. That's not a team that I'm going to coach. You know, it's not a team that these coaches are going to coach. These guys fight. And we're in this game and had a chance. Didn't finish it.
You already know exactly what your schedule is for the next couple of days. You're going to take a couple hours to decompress and then set the schedule. Do you already have it planned out what you're doing the next 3 to 4 times?
Absolutely I do. And the first thing I'm going to do is get back, watch this tape. I'm going to meet with each and every player on our football team. First, meet with the team. Then I'm going to meet with every player individually in my office, one-on-one. And then we'll go from there, and then I'm going to get away. I'm going to take myself away for a few days, come back, rejuvenate it, and getting ready for 2018. We got a heck of a challenge in front of us, but I think we got the right people in place to get the job done. So that's what I'm looking forward to. What was it today? I just, again, I appreciate everything they've done. You know, I don't think it's fair to ever, if you're an NFL team, to be in this situation. It's not, we're on 16. That's not good. I mean, let's just be honest. But I'm not going to, this team never quit. This team has never not given me effort. They've never not worked. We're just not there yet. We're just not where we need to be. So I appreciate what they've done. It's unfortunate to be in this situation, but at the same time, there's going to be some growth from this. There will be growth from this from a lot of players in there because I think it hurts them to the core about where we are.
You say the fans who might say, geez, we got a coach coming back who's 1-30.
They can say whatever they like. I mean, I don't get to determine that. Jimmy does. But I don't think anybody else could have did this job. That's just, I've said that before. I don't think a lot of people could have did this job. So I understand where our fans are. Hopefully, in time, that will change. You know, they don't like it now. I don't like it any more than they do. But this is the hand that they're dealt. We're dealt, and we got to fix it. That's what we're going to do.
What do you mean when you say nobody else could have done the job?
No, I don't think anybody else could have stayed in this job for 2 years and be 1-31. I mean, a lot of coaches would have said uncle after last year. I know that. I think you guys do, too. I think a lot of coaches doing this year would have said, forget it. I'm not walking out on these players or this organization. I came here to win. We're going to get this thing turned around, and we're going to get to winning. So I get it. I understand how our fans feel. I can't change their minds. The only thing that's going to change their minds is us turning this organization around and getting to winning. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's so far that we have to go. I don't think we're way, way off as many people think we are. I think it's making right decisions, doing the right things, having trust in what we're doing, having people that know how to do it day in and day out, and this thing will get turned. And I truly believe that.
You come back after a few days of being off and list 218. What's the first thing on the agenda?
To evaluate our football team, top to bottom. Evaluate our football team, evaluate the coaching staff. I think that's the most important thing that's sitting ahead of me.
You consider yourself fortunate to get another chance?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm fortunate to be coaching this league, period. I think any coach who are coaching this league, well, I think we're fortunate to have the opportunities we have. So very fortunate and very blessed.
You feel when the Lions win 0-16 in 2008, they were the first ones to do it. Is it taking the sting out of it knowing this one's already been?
No, it doesn't take any sting out of it. I mean, this is going to stay next to my name and this organization, this team's name for the rest of their lives. So that's not any – nobody wants that, you know. But, again, I can't do anything about it. We tried. We didn't do it. You know, we didn't finish that. So we'll wear it until we can take it off. But we will take it off soon, I promise you that.
A couple more. You're saying that you're guaranteeing basically –
Yeah, and well, let me. I think his name is John Dorsey. First and foremost, I think
so
the support. I think it's John Dorsey. I think the support of D and Jimmy Haslam, you know, of really seeing where we need to go and where we need to head. I think our players, when they look at this, I don't think this is where they want to be, and nobody does. And so I don't think this is going to be like last year. Last year, you're right, I made a statement that we'll never be 1-15 again, and now we're 1-16. You know, and when I look back at it, we took some players off, put a few players on, but we're still not where we need to be. So I think this is going to totally change. I think we're going to make some decisions to get this organization up to winning as fast as we can. And I think that's what you have to do.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt. I don't disagree with that. I think it's, I mean, the organization has lost prior to me ever coming here. Okay, now we've lost more. We've made decisions to do things a little differently. And I think now, all of a sudden, this is where we are. So we need to work through the culture piece, but we also need to work through getting this team up to where we all feel it needs to be as a football team. And I think we'll do that.